Praise the Lord. God bless you wherever you are under the sound of our voice. Today is another day that we come to you by the way of God's word. We want to share the word of God with you. Today we are praying that the Lord will speak to your spirit and will speak to your mind and will cause a change in your life. My message is a two-part message. In other words, we have part one and part two, and it's entitled Make a Difference. Make a Difference. Make a Difference. We are going to look at the life of Joseph, the life of Esther, and the life of Timothy. These three persons in the scriptures and how they made a difference. And so today we are focusing on Joseph. And I am praying that the Lord would open other opportunities for us to come your way again with the continuation of the message. And so we are reading Genesis chapter 39, verse 1 to 6. Genesis 39, verse 1 to 6. The Bible says, "Now Joseph had been brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, the captain of the guard, an Egyptian, had bought him from the Ishmaelite who had brought him down there. The Lord was with Joseph, and he became a successful man in the house of his Egyptian master." And then the scripture continues to say in verse 3, "And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and the Lord caused all that he did to succeed in his hands. So Joseph found favor in his sight and attended him and made him overseer of his house and put him in charge of all that he had." And then verse 5 and 6 says, "From the time he was made overseer in his house and over all that he had, the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and field, so that he left all that he had in Joseph's charge. And because of him, he had no concern about anything but the food he ate." This is a very powerful scripture. You see, God expects us to make a difference wherever we find ourselves as his children. In Matthew chapter 5 verse 13, the Bible says, "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing, but for it to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men." See, the life of Joseph proves that no matter the challenges that we go through in life, our life can impact our generation and make a difference in our family and in the nation at large. When you look at the life of Joseph, he made a difference in his own family. He made a difference in the house of Potiphar. He made a difference in the prison house. He made a difference in the whole land of Egypt. God has called us to make a difference in our life. And so I want to share with you what were the factors or qualities that enabled Joseph to make a difference in the places that he found himself. Number one, Joseph had a God-given vision. Joseph had a God-given vision. When you read Genesis 37, verse 6 to 11, you see that Joseph had a God-given vision for his life. He dreamt in the field. He saw the harvest of his and that of his brothers, and how the harvest of his brothers bowed down to his. And he explained the dream, and he was giving the interpretation. It caused a lot of bitterness in his brothers, but then it never bothered Joseph. He was motivated by his God-given vision. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have towards you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." What is the God-given vision of your life? Ask God and he will show you. Joseph was given a vision about what he will become in the future. So he knew in his life that God had called him to be a leader. And so his life was a life that he was living to make a difference. The second thing that enabled Joseph to make a difference was that Joseph feared and loved God. When you read Genesis 39 verse 8 to 9, the Bible makes us see that he loved God. Joseph did not give in to the temptation of the wife of Mrs. Potiphar when he was tempted. Because he feared and loved God, Joseph never gave in. The Bible says in Psalm 111 verse 10, it says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and a good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endures forever." Joseph feared God. That was why he was able to make a difference. He loved God. That is why he was able to make a difference. Beloved, I am praying that God will put in you his spirit of fear, not ungodly fear, but fear for ungodliness, fear for unrighteousness, fear for sin. This is the spirit I'm praying that God will put into you so that you will love him and your life will make a difference. Point number three is that the Lord was with Joseph. That is why he was able to make a difference. Genesis 39 verse 2 and 3 and verse 20 to 23. The greatest factors that enabled Joseph to make a difference was because the Lord was with him. The Lord was with him. The Lord was with him. Romans chapter 8 verse 31 says, "What shall we say? If God be for us, who can be against us?" If the Lord is with you, beloved, you will surely be able to make a difference wherever you find yourself. Determine that your life will make a difference. How does your life make a difference? You win souls for Christ. You find yourself praying for the sick, interceding for God's people, interceding for family members who are lost, interceding for people you know that do not know Christ. That is what making a difference is. You see, making a difference is not about letting people know what you are about. Not only that, but making a difference is in your own small way, praying for people, interceding for them, talking to people about Jesus Christ, doing the work of God in your own small way. That is how you make a difference. That is how you make a difference. The fourth thing was that he was trustworthy and diligent. Joseph was trustworthy and diligent. Everything that Joseph touched was successful. A person who proves to be trustworthy and diligent is one who is given more responsibility. In Luke chapter 16 verse 10, the Bible says, "One who is faithful in very little is also faithful in much. And one who is dishonest in very little is also dishonest in much." So you see, Joseph was trustworthy. He was diligent. He was hardworking. He gave out his best. That is why he was able to make a difference. The next reason was that because of these things that he did, he became a channel of blessing. He became a channel of blessing. Because he made a difference, his life became a channel of blessing. Because of Joseph, God blessed the house of Potiphar. The Bible says, in fact, he gave everything to Joseph to take charge of. And he was least bothered about anything. All that he was bothered about was the food he would eat. I am praying that wherever God has placed you, in your own small way, you would make a difference. In your family, you make a difference. In your church, you make a difference. In the workplace, you make a difference. In pension, you make a difference. In your studies, you make a difference. Make a difference in your own small way. That is what Joseph did. And so from the life of Joseph, we learn that you and I can also make a difference. The next thing is that Joseph, in making a difference, did not hold any grudges or bitterness in his heart. In spite of all the bad things that was done to Joseph, he was never bitter against anybody. He was never bitter against anybody. He had the right heart, the right spirit, and the right mind. And so in Genesis chapter 50 verse 20, we read that it was said that when Joseph finally met with his brothers after some years, having thought that they've sold him into slavery and that maybe he had died, when he met them, he told them that you intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done and the saving of many lives. So you see, you never know the difference you can make in the life of another person. you can make a difference. If you learn to forgive and do not hold bitterness against people who have wronged you, rather use your giftings and your abilities to bless others. Joseph used his gift and abilities to bless others. I am praying that today the Lord will speak to your mind. He will speak to your spirit and cause you to re-examine your life and ask yourself the hard questions, that what difference am I making in my Christian life? In person, what difference am I making? In my own small ways, what difference am I making in the lives of others that is going to cause God's blessing to come on them? I am praying that you and I will be called to make a difference. The Lord bless you. Your way again with part 2 of the message, Making a Difference. God bless you.